Welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I write a weekly column for Crack called The People vs. Adam Todd Brown, and I use that column to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. And then I come on this show to defend those opinions. Joining me today, he's on the show all the goddamn time, and this show is no exception. I mean, you could probably piece together that he's here today since I'm talking about him right now. But did you realize I'm saying all this because I've run out of things to say about him? It's what we call filler in this business. Ladies and gentlemen, Randall Maynard.
Hey.
Also joining me, the last time he was here, I talked all about his sweet facial hair during the intro, only to have him show up completely clean shaven when he got here. He's brought the facial hair back since then, but no way am I going to get burned again by mentioning it today. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Sargent. It's going to be a great show. How many times have you done the show, Randall?
700 times.
How many times have people talked during the intro?
Too many.
One.
I'm waiting for you to cut me off right now.
One now.
I'm always wondering why no one says anything when I listen to the podcast.
Because I command silence.
I'm usually pretty suspicious that you're alone until someone else cuts in.
Yeah, but it was good. We'll leave it in. We'll leave Randall on the intro going, hey, that was fun.
It's going to be my time, Adam.
Yeah.
Would we know how to cut him out? If, like, does anyone here really know how to do anything?
Editing audio? No, yeah. None of us. No. Brett worked at a Fatburger before this. The cash register and the mixing board look similar. It's like color-coded the same.
That's mean, Adam.
We'll talk about Brett later. He's on high this week. Yeah. Brett's feeling like a hat. Does everyone get the reference? I'm so in love with that Snowpiercer movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Be a shoe! Ugh, I just tell everyone to be a shoe these days.
This is a fucking music episode, goddammit. What are you talking about movies for?
Yeah, I haven't even said who's here. Randall Maynard, hi.
Hello.
Yeah, everyone knows what you do. You work for Cracked. Mm-hmm. You too, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Josh Sargent.
Yeah.
All right, hit it, Brad. You know, the hardest part of this show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life, when all I really want to do is talk about the fun shit I've been up to. That's why this segment is called This Week in Me. Listen to how rage-inspiring this is. Who wants to do push-ups? All of us, I bet, but we can't. Fade it out.
That's all what we're pretty well known for. We don't do too much.
All right, so we're talking about, my column this week is about albums that you won't believe you can't buy anymore. But who wants to talk about that for a fucking podcast? Certainly not me.
That exists? There are albums you can't buy anymore?
Yeah, there are good albums you can't buy anymore. The Beatles' only live album.
Well, wait, do you mean across all media? Like you couldn't get a used version anywhere? They're like burning them all and...
It's stuff that you could
that
buy.
Can't happen.
You could buy like a used version on eBay, but you'd pay crazy money for it.
Oh, okay. So it's really rare. Like everywhere.
Yeah, like out of print type shit that probably shouldn't be.
I see.
Like the Beatles' only live album.
Can I get it on Napster?
Yeah, you can get BearShare, LimeWire, anything like that should have it.
Score.
With Score.
Yeah, that actually doesn't affect me, now that I think about it.
Was that a downloading service, Score?
I don't know. No.
Oh.
It's a slang term that
Oh, that was you expressing excitement?
Like word
I don't know
or
how
snap.
I don't know how I missed that you were excited there.
Or hella.
Hella. Nothing's like hella.
Hella Score.
Ah, Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about songs no one wants to hear anymore. The first one is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. We don't need to play any of
don't
that, do we?
Don't fucking play that song.
Oh, yeah, play some of it. Yeah, I didn't know Randall was so bothered. Oh. Hey, have you ever heard this guitar riff before? It's only been used on 28 songs before it. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. And I love Nirvana. Like, Nirvana is one of my two or three favorite bands, but fucking A, that song.
That song came out in 1991, and it has never stopped being played on the radio.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm not talking once a day, once every half hour.
Yeah, and it went from regular radio to classic radio. There was no lag. Like, it never...
No, in 1995, it became a classic rock song.
Yeah, I remember first time I heard it on classic rock radio, I was like... Why am I listening to classic rock radio? What the fuck's wrong with my day today?
I need to find something better to do. Then I was like, holy shit, Nirvana's not that old. I did tweet the other day that by the time I started listening to Nirvana, I was already too old to become the next Kurt Cobain. And I feel like people maybe didn't get that that was a suicide joke. And that's all I was saying. It was just that by then I was over 27 and shooting myself in the head would have just made me the next me as opposed to the next Kurt Cobain. Yeah. That's all I was saying.
It feels like a confession of shattered dreams,
yeah.
Which I like more.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's both. But I think people maybe felt like it was like a reverent kind of thing. Nah. Like suicide joke.
Like a Reverend Run kind of thing?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Reverend Run.
Well, people assumed you were deeper than you were actually being. Sadder.
Press sad.
Sad is deep.
Sadder is always good.
There's a lot of pathos there, and you took it away.
I like this song a lot. I have never actually managed to get sick of it, which is not an opinion that anyone likes. But
really?
Like
you're not sick of this song? That's like not being sick of Smoke on the Water or Stairway to Heaven.
Smoke on the Water is like the only song that's less interesting musically than Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
It's like just enough going on to where I don't...
That guitar riff during the verses, Jesus.
You mean...
I don't know. Do you even learn that in guitar?
Yeah, that was
lessons.
This is the
song or are they just? Do they just like? Okay, well, you can play "Smells Like Teen Spirit."
This is
so.
One of the,
let's learn something else.
This is one like of the first song I tabbed out on when I was first learning guitar. Like I found the tabs online.
You know what the first song I learned to play on guitar was? Polly. So a Nirvana song, but it's about rape. So
yeah,
I figured I had to open with that.
Yeah.
That's what you want to learn.
That's what my column's about tomorrow.
Rape?
Yeah.
Nice! I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I'll be in the past now when this runs.
Oh, yeah.
So,
whoa. Rape
weeks
is
ago.
But rape is always fresh.
It's true. It never stops being funny.
Yeah. Neither does suicide, so let's talk more about Nirvana. So you're not tired of this song?
No.
That blows my mind. What year were you born? Like
88.
2008 or something? 88?
6 years old. No, 1988, yeah.
I have a Nirvana shirt that says Established 1988. You and Nirvana are the same age.
I should
age.
Wear that shirt.
So that's why you're not tired of it.
It's also the year Die Hard came out. It was a good year.
Yeah, Rocky came out the year I was born. Fuck, I'm old. Jesus.
1931.
1941. Yeah, so you weren't around when this song, like when Nirvana...
Yeah, I sort of missed the... I mean, I was six yeah. when the album... Or I was... Three when the album
Three.
Came out. I was
yeah.
six when their better album came out. No, yeah, it's not my favorite song by them, but it never kind of crossed that line and became irritating.
Hmm.
It's sort of the kind of like, but I understand why. It's like when I say I liked Pacific Rim and people are like, no, it was terrible. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But.
I hated Pacific Rim because the Sons of Anarchy guy, but I've talked about that.
That's fine.
Hey, speaking of bands that wouldn't be as famous if their lead singer didn't die early, Sublime.
Oh.
Randall picked What I Got by Sublime, and
it was
like,
hard to only pick one.
Yeah, I was just gonna say I'd like to also add every song Sublime's ever recorded. Oh,
this is the only song played more than Teen Spirit on the radio. I'm gonna only speak for California.
Do they play this more than Santeria?
Yeah,
yeah,
they absolutely do.
If you're okay, if you rent a, I don't usually listen even to the radio, and I still somehow hear this every day.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's just, like Pink.
It's like playing. I think it's coming out of the sky in Southern California.
Yeah, I know every Pink album by heart, and I've never owned one in my life. You just hear like once it's out, like you hear every one of those songs everywhere.
Please don't leave me, Adam.
Right. All right, I guess, do we want to keep? We don't want to keep playing this song.
There are two versions of this
song. I'm
gonna
keep quoting.
So you're hearing it twice as often. That's the problem.
There's two versions?
Oh yeah, there was like the reprise that comes at the end of the album. That's all acoustic, and there's no.
Oh, what is it? Oh, there's Wicca Wicca in the background of this.
In this one.
Oh, nice touch,
yeah.
Motherfuckers. I feel like this is why like Jason Mraz and all that shit exists. Like people, they're like kind of rapping, but like not really. Like, this sounds like it's produced by Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
I don't like that vibe. I don't like that, we don't have any worries. Well, I don't like you, because I have a lot of worries. And I don't want anyone to be more relaxed than I am.
Also, it's got, the band is known for this, like, serious connotation with getting high. And this song is still not, like, this is not a mellow song. This song is a lie. No one gets high and is like, yeah, I got all this energy and I love life. And
This is especially
bullshit.
Not him. Wasn't he doing heroin?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's not pumping anyone up.
Yeah. You backed the wrong horse, potheads.
Who should they have backed instead?
I don't know.
Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray. He's perfectly good.
Yeah. Other. Why did we let that guy die of natural causes?
Yeah.
Why is this song still going?
As long as the song still goes, we're going to quote Pink lyrics.
Okay, we should probably fade it out then. I heard the worst joke about Pink at a stand-up show in New York.
Recently?
Yeah. This guy was Jewish, and Pink apparently is Jewish. And the way she writes her name, it's stylized to have an exclamation point instead of an I.
Yes, I know that.
And he said, do you think she got that exclamation point at Ellis Island? Motherfucker, who's still coming to Ellis Island to come to this country? Like,
who's still making Pink jokes? Yeah. All everything about that.
So aside from reaching back to 2002 to make a Pink reference,
yeah.
He then reached back to the turn of the century.
Even better, you want to know who it was? True story.
Oh,
what a terrible joke. Yeah, he bombed. Imagine Dragons. Now, this song, Radioactive, go ahead and play it, I guess. Now, I've heard so much about Imagine Dragons that...
Oh, Christ, this one. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Randall put this on the list, and I've never heard this song. But I was like, well, I'm going to play this video, and once I hear the song, I'll be like, oh, it's that song. I recognize this. I've never fucking heard this in my life. And I hate it so
much. It's really
much.
Boring. There's a pretty cool violin version that Lindsey Stirling does that I like all right. But no, you can't listen to this. This isn't a thing.
Yeah, this is awful. This is what people are in. The only thing I like about Imagine Dragons is that their name is a handy reminder of something else I could be doing instead of listening to their terrible music. Like, I could be imagining dragons.
The reason the Lindsey Stirling version is good is because she finishes writing the song. They're not done here yet. They have, like, okay, now we have the basis. We have, like, the architecture of a, like, foundation. Let's put some music, interesting music on it now.
Yeah.
And then they were like, or we could just release it and make billions of dollars.
I think for a while when it came out, they would use it in, like, every movie trailer and TV promo and everything. So it was getting...
Yeah, it sounds like some movie
infused
trailer.
...infused in my brain for a while, and I didn't want it.
Yeah, it sounds like something that would play over the end credits of, like, a... movie about skateboarders who foil a government plot.
Well, like, I think one of the Step Up movies has to end with this.
Can we write that movie?
Yeah, I would definitely. Skateboarder. I don't even remember what I said. Skateboarders,
government plots.
Fucking write it.
Yeah.
Let's write.
It's practically done.
The skateboard is an experimental government weapon,
and
they use it against them. That's how it goes.
That's a movie. Yeah. It would be more interesting than this fucking song.
Greenlit.
So this is. Do all their songs sound like this? Because I noticed they got that big fucking drum.
Who cares?
What's another
who knows? We don't have
to. Another Savage Garden song?
I like the implication that they bought this giant drum. They're like, now we got to use it in all our songs.
Yeah. It's like, just stand there and sing. You don't need to... Or let the drummer hit that thing. We don't need that Stray Cats bullshit out of you.
Also, you're not getting off the hook for having Muppets in your video.
Yeah, what
this
was that
makes
about?
The song
no,
ironic or funny.
No, they made him. The Muppets are fighting, though, so it's edgy.
And Lou Diamond Phillips. Lou Diamond Phillips is running the Muppet fighting ring in this video, everybody.
Is Imagine Dragons just that dude with the drum? The rest?
No,
I don't know.
I think it's a whole band. I don't think it's like that, like Nine Inch Nails is just technically Trent Reznor. But he calls himself Nine Inch Nails because...
Is Bright Eyes that too?
Yeah, basically. Bright Eyes is Connor Oberst when he records with like one specific guitar player whose name I can't remember, but I think that's Bright Eyes.
I've also seen
which
him
which somehow is way better than Connor Oberst.
I've seen him do like interviews where he's like, no, I have a band, but I guess he's just being a dick.
Yeah, he doesn't have a fucking band. Name him. He probably can't. He probably means like Blondie or something, just like a band he likes. That's what he means. I don't know why I said Blondie.
The guy just comes off as such an intense dick.
Yeah. Yeah, Bright Eye. Yeah, I was surprised he didn't rape that chick. He seems like a rapist.
Let's cool off on that.
Why? I thought that's what this was about. So yeah, Imagine Dragons. I'm not a fan. J.F. Sargent picked Drops of Jupiter by Train.
I think this might be the age difference thing, because this was the biggest song in the world when I was in middle school or high school or something.
Yeah, this song was huge.
Yeah, I'm going to say around 2001, this was everywhere, including the trailer.
2001, I would have been early middle school, not even...
Yeah.
Including the trailer
God, damn it.
For the Academy Award winning K-Pax.
You know why?
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, and the music video incorporates K-Pax, doesn't it?
Does it?
This is back when they did that still.
Yeah.
There are two reasons I hate this song. It's well thought out, my hatred. He doesn't pronounce the word hey properly. He just makes it into this, like, I don't care enough to say hey. Fucking say hey.
Yeah.
You're saying eh.
You lazy
that's
motherfucker.
That's not a fucking... That doesn't mean anything. The other thing is that the lyrics, the character he's singing as in this song is the biggest prick in the world. Because he's like, oh, you went to Jupiter? You went to Jupiter and now you're back. So how was Jupiter? I hope it was worth it. In what context is going to Jupiter not fucking worth it?
Yeah. Going to Jupiter was probably worth
it. Going to Jupiter was very better than hanging out with your sleazy ass with your shitty fucking country rock band.
Especially if you're coming back to this shitty song.
Yeah. Also, I think the way he pronounces hey actually works as, like, my review of the song. Like, if somebody said, how do you like the song? I'd go,
I like, you mentioned, I saw that you said that the person singing it seems like a dipshit. I took that to mean that you thought the person he's singing about seems like a dipshit. And I think if you'd said that, you were also right.
Probably.
This is the line. She checks out Mozart while she does Tai Bo.
Yeah, it's not a contemporary song anymore.
And why? That's not Tai Bo
music.
That's
also part of... That's also
disrespectful to Billy Blanks and Mozart.
Yeah. Also, what is checking out Mozart?
Exactly.
You're just listening to Mozart, right?
Yeah, I never checked it out. My friends mentioned it a few times.
There was like a period of time in American music where you could just write a song and just put the word she in it and then just say whatever insane shit you wanted after and it would come off as deep.
Yeah, yeah,
first,
yeah, yeah.
First one, through that door, Dishwalla.
I remember them so well and also not at all. Like that name, my ears perk up. I'm like, oh, Dishwalla, yeah, that's the 90s. I don't know what they did.
Yeah, they did their hit song, Counting Blue Cars.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
no idea what you guys are talking about.
Dishwalla, brother.
Nothing.
The Walla. All
right.
The Walla, I called him. Walla Walla.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, this song is...
This is another fucking line. Oh, no, it's not. Never mind. The last part. The best soy latte you've ever had, and me. What's that supposed to mean? Like, is that what he said? Listen, I'm at least as good as the best soy latte you've ever had.
What more do you want, Adam?
Well, that is impressive. I didn't know he was going to put himself in that kind of class. I wouldn't have gone to Jupiter either if I'd have known this motherfucker was as good as a soy latte. Nasty shit. What a fucking... This guy's from San Francisco, right? I'm almost positive. He's gotta be. The way these fucking lyrics... Checks out Mozart. Give it to me. Is he from San Francisco?
I feel like he's from the South.
Searching
Portland
train on
wishes.
Wikipedia didn't immediately get.
Oh
us
my
the
God!
Answer?
You're right. They're from San Francisco.
Oh, good. Of course.
The band's from San. Where's he from? He's from Pennsylvania, but the band was formed in.
Yeah, he.
No
looks,
one's from San.
He
Francisco.
Looks like one of the people who gentrified San Francisco.
No one has ever been born in San Francisco.
I bet he was so loaded before he had a band. He probably moved there.
I don't want to pursue my degree in neurophysics anymore.
Well, this is a weird quote from his Wikipedia. He is favorably compared to female contemporaries due to his higher, almost effeminate vocal range. The hell does that mean?
Can't he edit that out? Yeah. He wants that in there? This is his
citation
fucking
needed.
Yeah. And this is his page. It's not even the train
because
page.
Because that's an insane favorably compared in what way? What are you talking about?
I always wonder who wrote that stuff. Because, like, this guy's famous, but how famous is he? He's probably manning the controls of his own Wikipedia page these days. Update that shit. Okay. Train.
Look at his face. I love his Wikipedia picture. It's amazing. Yeah. He looks lost.
And that's all they got.
Am I with the right band?
And there's another dude. There's another dude in it with him. Let's listen to the Beatles. Let's do the Beatles one. Hey, don't make it. This isn't just my least favorite Beatles song. This is one of my least favorite songs of all time. First of all, it's Paul McCartney writing an encouraging song to John Lennon's kid, which is creepy.
It's super creepy.
Yeah. Leave John Lennon's kid alone, you fucking weirdo. Like, and John Lennon just kind of brushed it off. Like, I thought it was cute. No, 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 this is unsettling.
This is also a weird...
Are you saying that Paul McCartney's a pedophile?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, actually, it might be worse. It might reflect worse on John Lennon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, because this is basically... This isn't just for the kid. This is for America. They're like, don't follow this man. This is not...
Hey, you know how you've never written a song about your kid? I'll do that. You keep singing about guns, John Lennon.
Didn't John Lennon think it was about him when he first heard it? Is that apocryphal?
That sounds like a John Lennon thing.
Yeah, John Lennon probably thought every song was about him, at least for a second. He seems like that kind of guy. Like, John Lennon, when I first started listening to the Beatles, like everyone else, I was like, oh, John Lennon's the best. Now, I don't think I'd want to be in the same fucking room.
I just love the idea
of
John Lennon being like, this is a great song about me, and it's like, it's Honky Tonk Woman. What the fuck are you talking about?
This is Martha, my dear. It's about Paul McCartney's dog. This is not about you, John. But this is about your son. In case you were wondering. And what's it mean? What's it even mean? Don't make it bad. It's like, is he telling this kid to shut up? If so, I'm behind that.
And it goes fucking insane for the last half. It just stops being a song.
Yeah, it's just them going,
Judah,
I've never seen Paul McCartney in concert, but I bet this shit lasts for like 22 minutes.
I was going to say, this is probably the edited version. I'll bet on the album this song is like 30 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure if we found it on, hopefully.
Paul just never stops. He's still in there freaking out.
I think I told this story a couple weeks ago, but I was at a street fair that had a Beatles cover band, and they started playing this song, and I walked off and rolled my eyes, and the chick who was with me thought it was so funny she spit beer out of her mouth, and it hit me in the face. So now I really don't like Hey Jude, because I got beer spit in my face because I hate it so much.
Now it's a vendetta.
Yeah, now it's personal. Only two more to go. Right? You know what you get what I'm saying? I mean, half the Beatles are dead. I'm implying that I killed them both. But I definitely didn't. I was four when John Lennon died. George Harrison I could have taken out. But I wouldn't. He was my favorite. And if he's not your favorite, fuck you.
Have you seen the Larry King interview where Larry King calls Ringo George?
No.
And then Ringo like brushes it off. Paul McCartney's right there. He's like, he just called you George. Wait, this is not okay.
Ringo was probably like, that's better.
Yeah.
That's way better.
Well, it's Larry King. He doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. He's 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. And another time he's like, so how are you guys doing financially? And Paul McCartney's like, well, I'm a Beatle.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I think they'll be okay.
Did you know Paul McCartney, in addition to already being rich from being in the Beatles, he kind of went into business for himself buying the rights to songs throughout his career. So he owns the rights to like hundreds of songs. And it's shit like I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Have you ever heard that song?
What? Who does that? What is that?
It's a song.
Is that a Devo song?
It's a gangster rap song.
Yeah. It was on
late Tupac.
Yeah, it was on Death Row. No, it's called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, and Paul McCartney owns the rights to it. So every time, like, we're about to skirt paying Paul McCartney money if we listen to it.
How is he rich from that?
Because if you want to use this shitty song in anything, you have to pay him royalties and shit. He owns the rights to hundreds
of
songs.
I'm asking who's used that song in anything.
Are you kidding me? You hear it?
This should be your intro music.
This is probably
for every episode.
Paul McCartney owns this, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Paul McCartney singing.
He heard that and went, now there's a business plan. I need to have that. And then Michael Jackson bought the rights to the Beatles songs out from underneath him. So he could pony up the money for I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. But for his own songs, like, Michael Jackson outbid him by like $2 million. And he was like, nah, not worth it. I'll pass. What an idiot. David Bowie, too. He owns the rights to a bunch of songs. He does the same thing. They're both super rich as a result.
I feel like David Bowie has better taste, though, right?
Probably not.
No.
I think David Bowie gets a pass.
He owns, like, the Menudo catalog, and he regrets it.
Yeah. He gets a pass because he's so cool, but I don't think he has any better taste. He's made some awful decisions in his career. Has he not?
David Bowie? No.
He's balanced them out.
Nah. Maybe. That was the Beatles. Does everyone agree with me that song's terrible?
Yeah.
I don't need to.
You don't? Brett, you like that song?
It's a great song.
Why? What's so great about it?
The end where he goes, wow!
Yeah, that part, we just discussed that part is not being
singing
great.
Singing na 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 na. That's good.
Right, right.
The verses are good at the beginning.
No.
All of it's good.
No, it's very bad.
Stop touching the mic.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Hey Jude.
See? That didn't sound cool. That was the worst.
I saw Paul McCartney at Bonnaroo 2 summers ago. 100,000 people all singing that song together. Ooh, man.
I have never been high enough in my life to want to be there.
That made my skin crawl, so I'm actually on Adam's side now.
Yeah, that sounds uncomfortable. Hey, Jude. Ugh. At Bonnaroo, huh? I had tickets to see Paul McCartney at Wrigley Field, and I sold them so I could go see Bruce Springsteen play a solo acoustic show in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, terrible idea.
No, Springsteen with just a guitar, it was fucking amazing. It was one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Did he play for 9 hours straight?
He played this version of Promised Land where he just held the chord down on his guitar, and instead of strumming it, he would slap it. Like he was singing like this drone over this droning fucking drum thing. And like the notes would just kind of like ring out, but it was fucking mesmerizing. If I had Paul McCartney tickets right now, I would sell them to go see Bruce Springsteen with just a guitar.
You said you already did that.
And I'd do it again.
Oh.
Because I don't want to hear Hey Jude for 45 minutes at the end of the night.
I think Hey Jude's better than Let It Be.
Well, I hate them both so much. But the worst one is The Long and Winding Road.
I like The Long and Winding Road.
What?
That's corny enough, and I like it.
It's too corny. I hate corny.
It kind of like, it's cornier than either Hey Jude or the other one I just mentioned, but it kind of comes all the way around and becomes good again because of how corny it is.
She left him standing at the door because he wasn't John
Like
Lennon.
Yesterday. Yesterday's so corny.
I hate Yesterday also.
Yeah.
I do. What's wrong? You're not tired of Yesterday? It's been covered more times than any song ever. How about you, Brett?
Do
you
That's love- true. I could take or leave Yesterday.
Oh, but Hey Jude, fuck all of you. You should agree with me on all of these. If you don't like Hey Jude, you can't like The Long and Winding Road.
I can do whatever I want.
No, you goddamn cannot. We will edit this out.
when he played Blackbird, he started playing a riff, and then he stopped and he goes, how many of you try to learn this song on guitar? And all the people were like, yeah, I did, woo. And he goes, well, I wrote it.
Oh, that was cool. Well, that I kind of like. Yeah.
Why? No, that seems kind of douchey.
Yeah, like you wrote all of these songs. Why are you?
We know that's why we're
in
here.
Of all the songs. Yeah,
that's no, what he did play for. Drops of Jupiter too. Oh,
that's awesome.
Of all the songs to hang your hat on.
Yeah.
I wrote Blackbird. Yeah. Do something that didn't annoy the shit out of me. I don't like Paul McCartney.
You just not like the Beatles? Do you like
no,
any
no,
Beatles
no, no, no,
songs?
I'm a big Beatles fan. I'm a big Beatles fan.
What Beatles songs do you like?
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
No, I like my favorite Beatles album is probably Rubber Soul.
Yeah.
Or Revolver. I like the White Album a lot. My favorite Paul McCartney song is Rocky Raccoon. I fucking love that song.
It's a great song. Which is better than any of the other Beatles songs we were just talking about.
Yeah. Is it called The Continuing Journey of Bungalow Bill? What is it on the White Album? Mm-hmm. Something like that. That's a great fucking song. I like the Beatles when they were being kind of weird, but it was also like a pop song, because sometimes they just got fucking weird and it was unlistenable.
Like I Am the Walrus.
Yeah,
that's
kind of an overrated song.
But you set your standard a little too high for Paul McCartney, because he never met that again.
Which one?
The quality of the songs that you're talking about.
Rocky Raccoon?
Yeah.
Well, that was like, they only had 2 more albums to go. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying,
that,
he had a whole career after that, and like he just declines to non-existence.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
that's the problem with writing a song like Rocky Raccoon is suddenly everything else you do in your life is going to seem shitty.
Rocky Raccoon's amazing.
What's your favorite Wings album?
I don't have a favorite Wings album. My favorite Wings song would be Live and Let Die.
He played Live and Let Die and Fireworks went off. It was great.
Oh, no. Fireworks and Paul McCartney. 2 of my favorite things. Yeah. Ugh.
I used to be a street musician with a couple friends and
Of course you were. Did,
and we played Rocky Raccoon, and I remember one guy coming up and saying that it was the greatest song he'd ever heard and thinking we had written it.
Yeah.
And just like telling us, like, it's amazing. It's just, I've never heard anything like that. Are you recording? Are you recording this? Or like, are you asking us if we're recording? Like, what?
You're a street musician, but you also grew up on a houseboat.
This is when
That's
I was
amazing.
In Ireland. And it wasn't a houseboat. It was.
I forgot. Yes, it was.
It was a CNC 39. It was like a race boat
that
we just lived on.
Speed boat.
Yeah.
Grew up on a cigarette boat.
It was a sailboat, but it was like it had been built as a racing boat in the 70s, and then I lived on it with 3 other people.
His dad was a disgraced detective.
That's the boat. No, not the airplane.
Yeah, that's definitely a plane. Oh, not that?
No, the boat.
You lived on that?
Yeah.
What did you do when it stormed?
We were in the Caribbean, doesn't
it? I've never heard of storms in the Caribbean.
We went up to Massachusetts for my dad's job sometime, and he would sail it up. He was on a boat in the perfect storm, though, and it flipped over. That was kind of cool. I wasn't around.
The storm from the movie?
Yeah.
The perfect storm?
Yeah.
That was a real storm?
Yeah.
Did it really kill George Clooney?
Really? Like, yes.
I don't know. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It was before he got cast in the movie.
It's the most historical wave of all time.
That wave wasn't real. That wave is ridiculous.
Fuck that wave. I don't care. Boats? I live on land.
That was such a weird decision to put the wave that's the last scene of the movie on all the posters and the cover of the VHS and the cover of the DVD and in every trailer for the movie. Like, by the way, this is how it ends.
Yeah.
Well, they could put John C. Reilly flirting with some fat chick on the cover.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's I want that.
I'd go see that just as quickly.
They should have put Mark Wahlberg blinding a Vietnamese man on the street.
Ah, Mark Wahlberg.
Remember that?
Skeletons in his closet. Yeah. Him and his brother, they were both some fucking hoodlums in Boston. And now we make fun of him so routinely. Like, Mark Wahlberg would knock any of us right the fuck out.
No, combined, we could take
him. I doubt it. I think Marky Mark could still take us. I think all four of us, he'd beat us up movie style. He's got that kind of training now. Like, you don't forget that. It's like riding a bike.
No, I'm going to go on record saying that I could beat up Marky Mark because...
Wow. He lives in L.A., you know.
I'm really curious about what's going to happen now that I'm on the record saying I can beat up Marky Mark.
Yeah, we have like a PR team at Cracked now. We need to get that out there. Yeah,
the burden
Cracked Rider challenges Marky Mark to fight. You heard it here first.
The burden of proof is on Mark Wahlberg now.
Yeah.
Bring it.
I think not just the burden of proof, but like his manliness has been questioned.
Absolutely.
Here on
exactly what I just did. Today. And his Irishness. I don't think he's really Irish.
Whoa.
Okay, slow down. You're going to get us all killed.
Whoa. Next, you're going to tell me you don't think he's racist. I'm sure he is. He's from Boston.
He's definitely racist.
Yeah,
there's no...
come on. He's got to be.
Maybe I'll get an angry tweet from him.
Maybe. Or maybe he'll just show up and beat the shit out of you. Oh. Wouldn't it be great? I wouldn't mind getting beat up by Mark.
I think, yeah, no, that's why I'm saying this. Like, because either nothing will happen or something amazing will happen.
Yeah, I want him to show up in this office. Hey, bro.
Yeah. Listen to your podcast, bro. Let's go outside and talk.
You said it wasn't really Irish, bro.
I got hammered. What? Now we're going to fight. How's that for Irish? That would be fun. All right, we have one more song to talk about. We had to talk about this one last. This is Josh Sargent's pick. Let's hear it, Brett. This is an Avril Lavigne song called Hello Kitty. What I love about the video is at the beginning, she's pretending that is being played by a guitar. Come on. No. That is not a fucking guitar. Put it down, lady. That's what I hate about Avril Lavigne. She so desperately wants to be a pop star and sell a million albums. But she also has to throw something in every video to be like, oh, hey, I'm also a punk rocker. Don't forget. No, you're not. You married the guy from Nickelback. That's like a declaration of war against the United States.
You wrote a song called Skater Boy. Nothing she's ever done is everything she has ever done is the opposite of punk rock.
Yeah.
Well, she's from Canada.
Yeah, for example.
Well, it's complicated.
Yeah.
Nice.
This video is really hard to watch, by the way. It looks like she's pretty high and doesn't care about what's going on, is barely lip syncing.
Also, one of her Asian slaves isn't quite in line. I hope she was punished accordingly.
Yeah. Do you think she bought them from Gwen Stefani?
I feel like it was the same Hot Topic. There can only
they
be one
Harajuku
Hot Topic.
Girls at
selling
Hot Topic.
Four packs of Japanese women.
Buy one.
It looks like she set up the camera herself and doesn't quite know if everything's working out in this video.
Yeah.
And is like awkwardly like looking past the camera, like, is this gonna edit together? Like, what are we doing?
It will.
Yeah.
Because she's Avril Lavigne.
She nailed it.
Yeah. It's gonna come together.
The song just throws like everything that you're supposed to put in songs. It's just like a mishmash of every other pop song I've heard in the past.
Oh,
like,
and also
years
this the chorus. Can we turn up just a little? Oh, am I crazy or is she saying it like kind of with an Asian sort of lilt to her voice, which seems super racist to me?
That's just she's super racist. I bet I can beat up Avril Lavigne.
Bring it, Avril Lavigne.
Actually, any musician we've mentioned today, I will fight.
Yeah. Well, you just accidentally challenged...
Kurt Cobain?
You just accidentally challenged Chad Kroeger as well.
That sounds great. He's the Nickelback guy, right?
Yeah. Is this the chorus? Who knows? Brett doesn't know. Yeah, fuck that. This sounds like that. Yeah,
it's like you throw in some random Japanese words, you have dubstep.
Sounds like something I might accidentally enjoy a Bonner at 3 in the morning.
This sounds like that Microsoft commercial with the fucking. And it feels like I am just too close to let you.
I bet if I were
on that song.
Yeah. Like if I were on Ecstasy and a girl that looked like Avril Lavigne was dancing next to me, I'd probably really like this song.
It'd be my favorite song.
You think Avril Lavigne's attractive?
In that video, that picture isn't really doing it for them.
Yeah, why? Not that one. Why are that people choosing right. such shitty Wikipedia photos?
Every single Wikipedia photo is terrible.
This is where people are going first. Fix that shit up.
To be clear, what's happening in this Wikipedia photo is she painted Spider-Man eyes around her own.
Yeah, she looks.
And it looks really weird.
Yeah, it looks odd.
Yeah, it looks like she's trying to cover up. I don't know. She was drunk when she put that makeup on, and then she slept in it. And now she's at an award show, and she's not sure she's at the right one.
Yeah. And she's married to the guy from Nickelback, which
has
to suck.
That's just constantly happening behind her.
Yeah,
behind
like her every
eyes.
Day in her mind, that's happening. The part where she's married to that guy. Chad Kroeger.
It'll never be not true, too. Like, even if they get divorced, you were still married to the guy from Nickelback.
Yeah, that's a hard stink to wash off. I don't think it's going to happen. You know what I hate her first? That complicated song? It was so very obviously written by a team of pop producers. But when it came out, she still insisted that she wrote it. No. Those motherfuckers in Sweden who got credit for writing
Max
it
Martin.
Wrote it. Yeah, that's who wrote it.
Yeah.
Where those
has to have been.
How great are they? Everyone hates them, but goddamn can they write a hit song.
Yeah, like everyone talks about how easy it is to write pop music, but if that's true, how come it's only one dude that has to do all of it?
How come it's not everyone doing that? Like the Jay-Z line where he says, everyone's saying they made Hove, make another one. Yeah, can't. Just like we'll never have another Max Martin. I don't even know what that fucking guy looks like. That's the best.
There's a point. He looks.
Is he?
He
is
looks
it Dead
kind
Mouse?
Kind of like a douche. He's got.
Is
he
a singer
hair.
Of Coldplay?
Is he in Daft Punk? Is that why I don't know what he looks like? Does he have a robot head? Jesus Christ! He looks like he's 22 years old. Oh, he looks like this comic named Mo Mandel. He looks a lot like Mo Mandel.
He looks like a robot.
Or wait, which one is he? There's two. One does not look like Mo Mandel. Which well, I need
now
to know which
like
guy.
Russell Crowe.
Is it this guy with the fucking?
I think it's both.
That's Max Martin. Jesus Christ! He looks like a professional wrestler. I love it. I love that guy's writing all these pop songs.
I could beat up Max Martin.
You're really going out on a lot of limbs here. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. All right, we should get to the last thing. Comments. Go. It's a big world out there. There's a lot of people saying a lot of things. And it's easy to feel like sometimes the things you say don't matter. I want you to know that's not true. This segment's called Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and then respond to them personally. Fade it out, Brett. My mouth touched the microphone when I said that last part. That's how intimate that was, just for the record. All right, let's read some goddamn comments. D-Bon 1349. At 003 of the episode Apocalyptic Scenarios You'd Probably Survive, says, you know, I really, really, really enjoyed this episode. In fact, the last three episodes have been awesome. I think you should make Brett co-host or something, because he's a funny and interesting guy, and I enjoy him thoroughly. All right, well, at 003, Brett hadn't even spoken last week, so I feel like there is a scam afoot. Who is this, Brett? Is this your mom?
No, it's not. I told my dad to listen to the podcast yesterday.
Did he?
I don't know.
He better.
I'll get back
he
to you.
He goddamn better. This could be your big break. I'm joking.
D-Bon. Anyone's thanks. Break. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, if only Cracked had the money to buy us another microphone.
We got two more microphones.
Yeah.
It's got twins.
Yeah, we do need two more. Yeah.
I don't know. We got three people on one right now. It's working out just fine.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's like when we did the live podcast. That was a lot of fun.
Yes.
We had that one microphone.
Yeah, it was awesome because we could just, whoever we didn't want to talk.
You could just snatch
just pull
it
the
away.
Microphone
yeah.
away.
Yeah, shut up. And we did that a lot that night.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad, but whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, you know what? Brett should be co-hosting the show. I think it would make him less belligerent. He would jump in and be very helpful to you.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. I would like that. I would like if Brett was a little less combative. Yeah.
I'm helpful.
Yeah.
I bring up all the music.
Be a shoe.
All the images.
See?
Did everyone see Snowpiercer?
No, we already said that. Yeah, God damn it, Adam.
Why not?
Because I don't like that movie. It's awful.
You need to like it.
Too busy doing my job.
Be a hat.
To make cracked and funny and
like Snowpiercer. Be a hat like Snowpiercer. So yeah, maybe Brett will be co-host if we can ever get a microphone.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, that's Brett's job as co-host.
I'll work on it. I'll ask someone else.
Yeah.
Company credit card.
That's often how I work as well. Except I don't.
Randall, draw us a microphone.
Yeah, make one. You made Soren an action figure. You can't make me a goddamn microphone? That was a deep inhale.
I would also like it if I had a computer, since we're talking about things that...
You don't have a...
I don't have a work computer right now. Computer.
Mine is so terrible. That's like one... I've made a list of reasons I never come to the office, and my work computer is one of them. It's the worst. It takes like 15 minutes to boot up.
I have 5 laptops, and none of them work right now. Nice. I'm doing everything on my Chromebook.
Oh, that sucks.
Can I address all the people who gave me love last week?
Nope.
All right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Let's move on, please.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Rhea Gibson.
Oh, says... individually? No, I thought this was going to be a blanket.
You want me to be Rhea Gibson here? And you can
sure.
talk to her?
Sure.
Brett has an awesome voice.
Yeah, baby. I know. Thank you. Dylan Brannon says, you should have these guys on every week. I agree.
Who were these guys?
I think he meant me and Alex Schmidt.
Me and Schmidt.
Oh, Schmitty. Yeah.
Schmitty's a funny dude.
Me and Alex, not Brett.
Shout out to Schmitty.
I think that's what he meant.
Or fun no. fact about Alex Schmidt, he eats only raw hamburger meat.
That's weird.
That's true.
He's wearing the same shirt that we made fun of him for wearing last week on the show.
He only has one shirt.
The new Republic of California shirt. Yeah. He's wearing it again today.
I live with Alex Schmidt. I know a lot of secrets.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
You guys live on a boat together?
That's hot. When's your street musician band getting back together?
I don't know.
I actually want to do... I'm glad that you told me that because I actually want to do a column. I want to go be a street performer in Santa Monica for a week. And I'm going to have people come do things
actually,
with
me. One of the guys that played mandolin for our group, he rode his bike from Utah up to visit me in Seattle and just showed up one day.
What?
Yeah, and it wasn't even like a road bike. It was just a mountain bike that... where only half the gears worked, and he was dragging this... Like, he quit his job at a newspaper.
Couldn't he get on a bus?
Yeah. No, he wanted to ride his bike. Wow. I don't know where he is now. Last I heard, he was in New York City, and I'm pretty sure he just rode his bike over there.
Still riding his bike to New York City.
Yeah. But, hey, Tom.
Randall looked like he had something to say, and then that completely...
I got steamrolled. It's okay.
Sorry.
That completely derailed it. No. Brett, do you have... Are there any more comments related to you?
One guy asked why I don't talk on the Cracked podcast a lot.
Oh, I was going to bring that up, but I didn't want to make it awkward, yeah.
Oh, no, he asked if I hate Jack O'Brien. No, no. The Cracked podcast, you have to research stuff. You have to know what you're talking about, and I am not qualified to talk on the Cracked podcast.
Yeah, the Cracked podcast is like work. This is not.
Every time they record it, I'm like, oh my God, these people did research and did all these things. I'm so glad I'm just sitting here.
Yeah. That's why I'm never on it either. That, and they never ask me. But
I thought you might be coming up soon.
Yeah. I am. I think we're going to do... Yeah, it's going to be cool. I think there's going to be a special guest. It's going to be exciting.
I was on the Cracked podcast once for like 5 seconds. Shut the
Randall
fuck up, Adam.
On.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. I was on it for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's the amount of dedication I have toward research.
I was actually on it. I've been on 2 of them, I think. But I just did like a voiceover thing where I told jokes.
I forgot we were at work. I'll bet a bunch of people heard me just yell at you right now.
Probably. But no one we actually work with.
No, nobody knows who we are, though. It's not going to get me any street cred.
Fuck you all.
Yeah.
If any of you were listening. Also, thanks for listening. Yeah. Gee. So nice of you. All right, the next comment. Mr. M. Tally at 5132 of the last episode says, I love that sweet and sour sauce. I feel like I have to get the chicken nuggets just because of how much I love the sweet and sour sauce. Okay, to give you some context, this guy's talking about sweet and sour sauce from McDonald's. And why did we talk about that last week?
Because when I'm on the show, like, it's a fun, loose conversation. We talk about all sorts of good things.
Will you quit kissing your own ass? What were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about the McRib.
We're talking about the McRib. We're going to have a McRib podcast
and then
when it comes back.
Yeah. You're all invited.
We need 100 microphones.
Yeah.
Everyone at Demand Media.
And enough money for a lot of
it's
McRibs.
It's just going to be us. McRib.
Yeah. Basically. That's all I'm going to
be doing.
Oh, and
some guy hit us on Twitter saying that Burger King has a like a king rib.
Oh, yeah. That was Logan king. Trent is the one. Yeah. And
so
I told him.
We should try that one out.
No. There just is to see. There is right. one true McRib, and it is made at McDonald's. Anything else is garbage.
You're right. McDonald's is garbage.
The Burger King one didn't even look like ribs.
They can at least put it
as
in the
opposed to the
of
McDonald's one,
which looks sort of like ribs.
Yeah, they didn't even fashion it to look like a rack of ribs. Mm. How lazy, Burger King!
They're not real ribs in the McRib.
Yeah, they are definitely in the McRib.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's actually.
It's crazy how they get the bones out without leaving any like visible damage to the flesh. They probably inject them with something and dissolve them. Probably
cows are born without bones.
You think cows make pork ribs?
Yes.
That's weird.
That's
well, they prepare them.
You can't have a pig born without bones. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a fantastic point. I agree with Mr. M. Talley.
Yeah, sweet and sour sauce is awesome.
But only McDonald's sweet and sour sauce.
But now they have like this alternate weird sort of sweet and sour sauce where it's like sweet hottie sauce or whatever, like weird
dick.
Stuff like that where I'm like, what's it made of? I don't know.
Yeah,
what
they
that
always
is.
Try that. They try it like now they want me to use ranch and
no,
shit like
no,
that.
Fuck that.
Stop it. Barbecue, sweet and sour, hot mustard. You get all three. They used to have honey. I'd sometimes go out and I'd like go on a limb and get honey too because it's surprisingly good. But now they don't even have it. Mm. Barbecue, sweet and sour, hot mustard. You have to keep the rotation. You have to land on the one you started on or you fucked up. It's very important. It's an experience eating a 20-pack of Chicken McNuggets, which I might do on the way home.
No.
Not even. I'm going to buy them and eat them before I get home. Is there a worse food to try and eat while you drive than Chicken McNuggets?
Borscht.
A lot. Like pasta.
Pasta. Yeah, pasta, probably.
Chicken wings, like buffalo chicken wings.
Yeah.
A live goat.
No, live goats, once you get them in a car, they calm down.
Cottage cheese.
Not when you're chewing on them.
Cottage cheese and a wooden, like, spoon. Like, you know, those, like, flat like spoons. Flat spoon. Like, it's just a piece of wood.
Cottage cheese and pineapple. If you eat that and you're not 90, you have early stage Alzheimer's disease or something. That is such old people food. You better not. Something's wrong. If you eat that and it tastes pleasant to your palate, kill yourself. Because the end is nigh, no matter what your age. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to come out. I don't care who disagrees with me. Josh Sargent doesn't care if Marky Mark wants to fight. I don't care if people are angry at my stance on cottage cheese.
I'm just going to point out that you just pissed off a bunch of old people who can't do anything.
So
whereas
you,
I'm
Marky
taking
Mark.
A stance.
Is he older than me?
That's right.
Probably.
Come on, you he's old fart.
Be. Yeah, he's probably not.
God, he's going to be my like.
I'm probably like 5 years older than him or something.
Marky Mark's perpetually 35, I think.
He's yeah, 40. He's all.
Marky Mark's 43 years old.
Oh. Oh, so he's not that old. God damn it. I actually like Marky Mark. I'm not. I need to.
He's been making some really great career choices recently.
I saw him at the Arclight a few months ago. He's a small man.
Oh.
So maybe I could beat him up.
Maybe Josh could take
him. No one else in this room.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Me. I don't know if it's funny if you can't see me, but so if you can imagine, I weigh about 138 pounds.
But
that
you
much?
Know how to tie knots, though.
I do know sure. how to tie knots.
Which is a different...
Like really special, like all kinds of knots?
Just, you name it.
Here's a question. Can you tie a noose?
Yeah.
I would die of frustration trying to tie a noose before I would ever die from hanging myself. I would never figure that shit out.
No, who hangs them? Who does
who ties like a proper noose?
God, what fucking show was I watching? It started, Under the Dome.
Jesus
Christ. So, obviously, like if I need something, that's a good reference for real life. But yeah, they started the first episode of this season with a dude on a platform and he's got like a real fucking noose.
But did he tie it himself?
I don't know. Who tied it?
I'm
going to
say no.
I don't care who tied it. But don't people who hang themselves have, like, you don't, is there a service? Like, who comes over and ties?
Have you never heard of
YouTube. I'm sure you could look it up on YouTube.
But why would?
Have you never watched a true crime show or anything? Or you heard anybody joke about hanging themselves with their own belt?
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm saying, like, it's not always belt. Some people probably go all out, like in movies.
And those people are heroes.
Yeah, because
extension
they don't have to tie.
Cord. like a big orange extension.
Yeah.
How do you tie it to fucking hold you?
Do you remember when we came in here and Brett was about to hang himself with an extension cord
off.
And we talked him down?
It was a sexual thing. It wasn't a cry for help. It was a sexual thing.
Yeah, he was just jerking off.
Right? I left my gas mask at home.
It's really dangerous, though. That was my point.
It is really dangerous.
Be careful with autoerotic asphyxiation, listeners.
Yeah.
Look, you learned a lot today.
Huh? Today's unpopular opinion has been sponsored by the Carradine family.
What a way to die. Oh, that's almost as bad as taking a shit like Elvis.
And being blinded by Marky Mark.
Actually, Elvis is way worse. You don't want to die taking a shit. That's a bad look.
You're never more comfortable.
Yeah, I suppose. No, that's not true. I've taken some very uncomfortable shits.
I bet he was taking a good shit.
Can I tell a good shit story?
Of course.
Really? All right.
What show this is?
So I was in college and I had to do number two. I was in a bathroom, like in the department building, and I was shitting, and I did one of those, you know, when you rub your eyes, you're like, ugh, you know, just one of those you're having a day. And I opened my eye after I'm done, like, rubbing my eyes, like, ugh, you know, long day. I couldn't see anything. I thought I was blind. I was freaking out. I couldn't see a fucking thing. I thought I went blind, and I was like freaking out. I was like, "Oh shit! I'm gonna have to, like, the next person who walks into the bathroom, I'm gonna have to be like, yo, excuse me, I think I might have just gone blind. Can you wipe my ass and, like, help me get to a hospital?" And then I realized the bathroom had the automatic lights. So I waved my hands a little bit, and then I could see again.
You could see again.
And every day, I think my lucky
stars.
That's
heartwarming.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good story. That's happened to me before when I've been taking a shit and someone, like, and shuts the light off on the way out. Like, come on. Don't do that. Do we have any more comments? Yeah, we have one. The Deaf Sin at 4842 of the episode Apocalyptic Scenarios You Probably Survive said, McGriddles! That's all.
You ever had one?
Yeah, the worst.
What about you, Josh?
Yeah. That's the pancake.
Yeah. See, I feel like this was like a callback to last week. Last week we read a comment that was just, but the McRib is okay. And I said, I don't care what we were talking about at the time. Yes, the McRib is okay. And I'll do the same here. This just says McGriddles. Fuck them. I don't care what we were saying at the time. They're so terrible.
I used to get the Jack in the Box version. I worked the night shift and I'd get them on my way home. I'd get two. And every morning it seemed like a good idea. And every morning it wasn't.
Yeah. What is it about breakfast sandwiches? You always feel like you can handle two.
Yeah.
And then you get like a bite into that second one and you're like, I shouldn't do this.
I don't know. The McDonald's has the, they have the McDonald's. They have the
McDonald's.
They've got the regular English muffin, sausage muffin thing. I could eat five of those.
Yeah, those I can put away.
Yeah. And I think they made them smaller on purpose. So you
do you get
them
without
them.
The egg? The egg they put on those McMuffins is the worst
it's
thing
gross.
Ever.
Yeah, I need cheese and
Whose
meat.
Whose decision was that? That folded egg is so wonderful. But you can order a McMuffin with a folded egg. They're annoyed when you do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Because this guy always wants with the folded egg.
Like, you're
egg.
Working the cash register. You're not making the sandwich. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Jerk.
So against old
Take
people.
That, McDonald's and McGriddles. Burn. All right. What were you going to say, Josh?
I was trying to think of how to phrase it. When I lived in Seattle, I knew so many vegans that would explain to me why McDonald's is terrible. And knowing McDonald's is terrible, but having explained to you by someone who sounds like an alien is the weirdest thing. Like, you know why McDonald's french fries are so bad? It's because you can't eat them slowly.
What the fuck?
Why not?
You can't eat McDonald's food slowly because it doesn't taste good when you eat it slowly. Fast food has to be eaten fast. And I'm like, that's not the problem.
Is that the... Is that why they're vegan?
What's wrong with you?
I just want something I can eat slowly. I don't care about the animals. I care about my time and how I waste it. I want to waste it masticating. That means chewing, everybody. Pretty big word. I just got a thumbs up from Randall and Josh. That's the universal sign of fuck you. No one gives a shit what you're talking about. That's what it's become, anyway. All right, we should get the fuck out of here. Randall, what do you got going on?
So much. So much.
All right, cool. Should people follow you anywhere? On Twitter?
Yeah. Follow me Twitter? In life and on Twitter.
Yeah. Follow Randall. Someone put a tail on Randall. Make sure he's
see what I'm up to.
Up to anything sketchy. Josh Sargent.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I'm JF Sargent.
What's going on with you, Adam? What do you got coming up?
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Todd Brown.
It's far more worthwhile.
Yeah, I agree. I will be in Tustin, California Saturday telling jokes at a show called Thunder Goat, which is in a dude's backyard. You should all come.
How much is it to get in?
I think it's free. It's in a dude's backyard.
Okay.
And there's tacos.
I have to bring tacos to get into the thing?
No. Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a food shelter thing. We want freshly prepared tacos to give to food shelters in the coming weeks. Tustin, California, I'll be there. Follow the show at Unpops. Come to the next Unpopular Opinion live show Tuesday, August 5th. And also, fuck you. How about that? All right, say goodbye, Randall.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Josh Sargent. Brett, say goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Whoa.
Adam Todd Brown and Brett Raider Show.
Whoa. Be a shoe, Brett. Be a shoe.